him hanging out with Clemens on Friday afternoons doing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's interesting is that he's talking about Brett Guter and Graham Harrell, who was a backup quarterback, and Matt Flynn and Josh Sitton, and say, you know what, those were guys are all left like when he was in his 20s, early 30s, and no different than Favre. You get to be 35, 36, and there's a whole, you know, the roster has changed through two or three generations, and you just start to feel old, and it's hard to connect. And maybe you're better off at some other team, you know, as the new guy. And that's what eventually happened to Aaron Rodgers. Same thing that happened to Brett Favre.
Yeah, and you also feel old when they say, oh, I got a DVD of the game. Kids saying, what? You got a what of the game?
Yeah, and the 22-year-olds are saying, what's that?
All right, we'll be listening for the sports reports weekday mornings, and also we'll talk to you again next Friday, okay?
Yeah, I head out to Pittsburgh tomorrow, so I'll have reports from the Packers-Steelers game from Sunday night, Monday morning on your show.
Pre-game, 5 p.m., right here Sunday night on WRJN. And don't forget, high school football tonight, the playoffs begin. Kenosha-Bradford at Racine Case tonight, pre-game, 6:40 kickoff, 7 o'clock tonight. Great weekend of football here on WRJN. And, of course, it's going to be freezing cold tonight at Racine Case for Dick Graceffa. So I told him to wear long johns tonight. Hey, you stay well, you keep safe, and have a good flight.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Mike Clemens, everybody. It's 9:01. I will catch you again Monday morning. You enjoy the weekend. Keep it safe. Dan is back. He's here with his bronchitis, whatever he had. And he's coming up next with the Wax Museum. Kurt Bowman at 2. And don't forget high school football tonight beginning at 6:40. It's 9:01. Let's check our news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's a week and a half late, but the Labor Department's new report on consumer prices shows they rose 3% in September from the year before. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it'll mean a boost for seniors.
With this report, Social Security benefits will increase by 2.8% starting in January. That annual cost of living, or COLA, adjustment is based on consumer prices from the third quarter.
That adds up to about $56 a month. Record beef and veal prices, part of those increases. Rents, a little more static. Staffers at the Bureau of Labor Statistics were ordered back to work to put the report together. Political analysts sizing things up after President Trump called off trade talks with Canada overnight in response to a TV ad featuring former President Ronald Reagan talking about tariffs. Larry Gersten says the move could lead to higher inflation.
There's some things from Canada that the United States desperately needs, you know, steel, wood for building homes and whatnot. These are precious commodities as far as most of us are concerned.
Mr. Trump called the ad egregious behavior. Ontario's Premier Doug Ford just posted to X, President Reagan knew we are stronger together. One of Mr. Trump's political foes is scheduled to make her first court appearance in federal court this morning to answer to charges of mortgage fraud. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It'll be a brief arraignment for New York's top law enforcement official. Letitia James, the attorney general, will be a criminal defendant facing a federal judge in Norfolk Federal Court after entering a not guilty plea. Defense attorneys indicate they're going to file a motion at some point soon to disqualify the U.S. attorney, arguing she was unlawfully appointed as part of their effort to get the case dismissed.
NBA fans are still stunned over the federal takedown that netted 34 people, including Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, in a double-pronged betting scheme, one of them involving the mafia. Joe Varden writes for The Athletic.
It's going to take some time to understand the true fallout when it comes to, does the average fan trust that the product that the NBA is putting on the floor every night is not compromised?
The Dodgers and the Blue Jays face off in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Toronto. Blake Snell will pitch for defending champ LA.
Oh, I'm fired up. I can't wait. I mean, we had time off and just been waiting, watching games, but to be here now, and I ain't been in Toronto for a little while. That's beautiful.
Rookie Trey Yes Savage gets the start for the home team. Dow futures are up 220. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A newborn was dropped off at a Racine fire station last week. The infant was safely surrendered in what's called a safe haven baby box. Firefighters found the healthy baby last Wednesday, and reports are that the little one is okay. The child is now in protective care. The boxes are meant to help parents in a tough spot. State lawmakers are upset that State Superintendent Jill Underley skipped a hearing on teacher misconduct without notice yesterday. Instead, her deputy faced tough questions. Kenosha's police chief was at the hearing and urged clearer laws to define grooming and to protect students. Former aide in Milwaukee Public Schools, Yesenia Ruano, is suing the federal government, saying she was forced to self-deport to El Salvador. She's part of a lawsuit claiming ICE wrongfully deports crime victims with pending visa cases. With a federal shutdown continuing, Racine County is preparing for when food share benefits stop on November 1st. Officials are working with local groups to help families stretch resources and to keep food on tables. There's more about the effort on the Racine County website. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. There's been a month with no new cases in Oconto County. Health officials say all 36 infections were in unvaccinated people, two of whom were hospitalized. And a new Wisconsin program called Snow Angels is connecting neighbors to help each other shovel snow. Volunteers can spot who needs help through free yard signs provided by Do Good Wisconsin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball, the Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change material. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
It's been a hard day's night. I should Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
And the truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. To a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
You got me rocking.
timeless hits, WRJN. Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night. Still going and still out there on tour with Three Dog Night. That was one of three number ones that Three Dog Night had. And it, coincidentally, Three Dog Night had three lead singers and three number ones. And each of the three lead singers had one of the number ones, which I find very democratic of a rock band. So stick around. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, about half an hour away on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X-Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen. Fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Mississippi, the King. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-dee. once the rage of home. History has turned a page of home. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And
from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Kenosha chief told a Kenosha story yesterday while testifying in Madison. Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton took center stage at a state hearing on grooming and sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools. He was highlighting the challenges his department faces. Chief Patton referenced the case of Christian Enright, a former Kenosha School of Technology teacher convicted of disorderly conduct for exchanging inappropriate messages with a 14-year-old student. Patton told lawmakers the current laws don't clearly define grooming, making it harder to prosecute such cases effectively. He urged lawmakers to tighten the rules to better protect children. Patton's testimony came as State Superintendent Jill Underley faced bipartisan criticism for missing that hearing. Families across Racine County are bracing for a pause in food share benefits starting November 1st. The state says no new funds will be issued until federal lawmakers settle the shutdown. Racine County leaders, including County Executive Ralph Malicki, says the community is ready to respond. A statement about the shutdown says the Racine County Food Bank, schools, and the United Way are joining forces to make sure families are fed. There's more about the resources on the Racine County website. A first for Wisconsin took place last week at a Racine fire station. A newborn baby was safely and legally surrendered in the Safe Haven Baby Box, the very first use of such a box in the state. Firefighters cared for the infant initially and transported her to the hospital. Now, Child Protective Services is working to find the baby a permanent home. The Safe Haven boxes were installed in December of last year. The temperature-controlled box offers parents a safe, anonymous way to surrender newborns without fear. Local leaders are thanking the community for supporting the life-saving resource. A new program in Wisconsin is turning good neighbors into great neighbors. A group called Do Good Wisconsin just launched its Snow Angel program. They're offering free signs for homes where people living there may need help shoveling. The idea is to make it easier for volunteers to spot who could use a hand this winter. Signs are free thanks to donations, but there's only a limited number available.
The group hopes small gestures like this remind people to look out for one another. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, but
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good things can happen under an umbrella on a rainy day at the bus stop.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, be shell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella.
See you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know how one song for one group can be so huge, Y-U-G-E huge, that when you think of that group, you think of just that one song. But oftentimes they have other hits. You just don't think of those because they had one that was just so overwhelmingly huge. That was the case with this next act. You're going to hear one of their other hits besides that maybe you forgot about because you know them only for that one huge hit. That's next with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com. Or call 262-886-9200.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, well, when you think of the Trogs, what do you think of? Wild Thing, right? Such a big song for them. Made it to number one in the States. Only made it to number two, though, in England. So this next song by the Trogs, who did Wild Thing, this song did make it to number one in their native country of England. This song in England outcharted Wild Thing. And when you hear the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba line in the song, that was inspired by the Beach Boys' Barbara Ann. The song, With a Girl Like You. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
I want to spend my life with a girl like you. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And do all the things that you want me to. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Till that time has come that we might live as one. Can I dance with you? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Troggs, with A Girl Like You, made number one in Britain, even though Wild Thing didn't for them. And that's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning. I got to tell you, when I put together and write down songs on the list to play them as Wax Museum nuggets, I am thinking, that's a good song. I haven't heard that one for a while. And that's another good song. I should play that one. But there was one song that I came across it on a list in a book. There was a reference in a book about it, and I gasped. I said, I haven't heard that since 1970, and you're going to hear it this afternoon. The song that made me gasp when I thought of it. It's from 1970, and it's this afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, about 1:45-ish on WRJN. WRJN. Timeless hits, WRJN, so smooth. Marvin Gaye, WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Means. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Caribbean, where the U.S. has taken aim at a 10th boat, making an alleged drug run to the U.S.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posted on X the latest strike was on a boat operated by the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua in international waters in the Caribbean Sea. Hegseth says all six male narco terrorists aboard were killed in what was the first nighttime strike. President Trump has warned the strikes on drug cartels may expand beyond boats.
So now they're coming in by land, and even the land is concerned, because I told them that's going to be next. You know, the land is going to be next.
At least 46 people have been killed in the U.S. strikes. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The government's overdue CPI report shows the inflation rate hit 3% in September. That's a little lower than expected. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The report will be fodder for the Federal Reserve, which is set to meet next week. Most believe the Fed will continue cutting interest rates, this time most likely by another quarter of 1%.
The other big takeaway, the cost of living increase will go up by 2.8%, or about $56 a month, for Social Security recipients, like this woman in Bethesda, Maryland.
I'm just so worried about what's going to happen with Medicare. I worked hard all my life. I finally was able to retire, and I really, really depend on my Social Security check.